Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here in the next hour. It is TNA's Bound for Glory pay-per-view coming up. Starting at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern tonight, their version of WrestleMania, their biggest show of the year. And if you've been following the story of TNA over the last several months, you know that they remain on Destination America through the end of the year, maybe even until February. I'm sure they're working on a new television deal, hopefully as we speak. They've got their pay-per-view tonight. They taped a little bit of TV at a house show last night, but that's it. This could be the final ever TNA pay-per-view of all time. And it takes place tonight. We're going to talk about that here on the program today. In addition to that, last night was the WWE Madison Square Garden Go to Hell show with Brock Lesnar and The Big Show, John Cena versus Seth Rollins in a steel cage. We're going to talk about that on the program today, plus UFC 192. Alexander Gustafsson in the main event going five rounds with champion Daniel Cormier. Daniel Cormier winning the split decision, maybe setting up a match in the future. We shall see with potentially the returning John Jones. We're going to take your phone calls as well, 425-488-0525. You can Skype us today at F4W Online. Text message us at 425-780-7566, and you can call the Sports Byline toll-free at 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-7529. Back in a moment to kick it off, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline at USA Radio Network.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-282-1646. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-282-1646. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-282-1646. That's 1-800-282-1646.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We're here for an hour today. Pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. We've got Bound for Glory tonight. UFC 192 was last night, WWE in Madison Square Garden. Mike is here live from the eye of the storm. Mike, how you doing over there?
Oh, I'm doing much better than those people that are further south of me. I will not complain. I'm on the Delaware coast, and seems to be that most of the East Coast is going to get really lucky that this hurricane spun out a little bit. Except for the people in the Bahamas and except for people in South Carolina who are just getting walloped all throughout South Carolina and North Carolina. And there's been flooding there anyway, or heavy rains from the past couple of weeks. So bad situation down there. But, yeah, I'm lucky, and there's a lot of people over here in the Mid-Atlantic that are very lucky.
I heard today that the flooding in South Carolina is the worst rains that they have had in, no joke, 1,000 years. That's what they said, 1,000 years. There has not been rain like this. So best wishes to everybody out there. North Carolina is hosting Bound for Glory tonight, and as we talked about on Friday, probably will not be affected based on the location of this show. I did feel generous today, Mike. I went down and I ordered the show in HD, partially because I'm a generous man and partially because the standard definition and the high definition price, for whatever reason, were the same. So I got it in HD. And the main event, Ethan Carter III, Drew Galloway, and Matt Hardy in a three-way for the TNA World Heavyweight title. Jeff Hardy is the special guest referee. What do you think about this match here, Mike?
It could be really good till the finish. You know, if we have a really stupid finish coming out of this or something like that. I don't know if this isn't going to be the last show there, things taped, that will air after this, but it may be the last, first run show, for a while. In that case, I would try to make this as clean as possible. That doesn't mean they're going to do that. And with Jeff Hardy being the special referee for it, you know, God knows what direction they could go. Him turning on Matt, I guess, is a possibility, which would be, I don't know exactly what that would accomplish, but hopefully it's just EC3 gets a really good win over somebody. I don't care which one it is, even if it's, you know, Galloway. Unless you know you're going back to England and back to the UK next year, in that case, hey, well, why not have Galloway do it? You know, he can take the belt around with him to other shows. I mean, would it really matter if he shows up on a show in the UK or a show in Japan holding the TNA title? That might be the only publicity you can get for yourself as you try to keep things going and figure out what's going to happen with your TV and all of that stuff. So I just want it to be a clean win. I just want this night to be as well as possible, because I'm not exactly excited about the, you know, this card from top to bottom or anything like that.
Are you buying it, Mike?
I will buy it.
Here's my question that I have for you.
And I'm not going to bitch about it, too. I know some people are going to buy it and then just to complain about it. Just, I really want this to be for the best.
Here's my question for you. So they did a house show deal last night, and they taped And so in the opening segment of the show, I talked about how that may be like something that they'll air on television. But now, during the break, I was told that one of the things that they taped, which was the Hall of Fame ceremony for Earl Hebner. Earl Hebner is going into the TNA Hall of Fame. They taped that last night, and that is likely going to be airing on the pay-per-view today. So I don't know if they actually taped any matches for television. They don't have anything taped for television following this show here. And so as a consumer, Mike, as a consumer and a loyal fan of TNA, would you be angry if Wednesday on Destination America, they began airing Bound for Glory over 3 weeks? By the way, I'm not saying this is going to happen, everybody. This is 1,000% speculation on my part. I don't want to see reported that that's what they're going to do. I have no idea what they're going to do. So I'm throwing this out there as a possibility. Would that upset you as a fan?
I don't know how it could if I was that hardcore of a TNA fan, because you know they'd have to throw everything up against the wall. What I would rather them do is to go into the vault, maybe put together some videos with wraparounds by the Pope and by Josh or Tanay or whoever it would be, and you kind of do those things, and then try to buy yourself some time, figure out hopefully what they're going to do as far as possibly getting anything moving forward or starting up internet or God knows what else they could possibly try to do. And then, when you absolutely can't go any, further with anything else you got, or you have a solid answer, then go ahead and run those. I mean, I would try not to throw the, you're paying $40-$50, whatever it's going to be, up into your face, right away. I would try to wait it out a little bit.
Full card for the show is the three-way main event. We've got Bobby Roode versus Lashley for the TNA King of the Mountain Championship in a not King of the Mountain match. Kurt Angle versus Eric Young in Kurt Angle's return. We've got the Bound for Glory Gauntlet match, which is essentially kind of like a Royal Rumble, but the winner's going to get a future TNA World Heavyweight Championship match. Abyss, Aiden O'Shea, Chris Melendez, Eli Drake, Jesse Godders, Mahabali Shira, who most likely I would guess will win since I think they're going to be touring India, probably in an announcement that's going to be made tomorrow. Mr. Anderson, Robbie E., and Tyrus. We've got Gail Kim versus Awesome Kong for the TNA Knockouts title. The Wolves versus Brian Myers and Trevor Lee in a tag match for the TNA World Tag Titles. That one right there is TNA versus Global Force Wrestling. And the Ultimate X match for the TNA X Division title. Tigre Uno, Manic, and DJ Z will be facing Andrew Everett in a four-way for the title, Ultimate X. And that's the lineup for the show, everybody. Vinny and I are going to be back later on tonight for subscribers. We'll be reviewing the show. Dave and I will talk about it later. And also tonight, Dave is going to be talking about the Madison Square Garden show, which aired on the WWE Network on Saturday night. Mike, I presume you saw that show.
I did indeed.
What did you think of that Madison Square Garden house show on the WWE Network?
It was most certainly a house show. Maybe a house show with a little bit extra, obviously with a little bit extra, because Brock Lesnar was on there, and you had lights, and you had the pink and white ropes, and it was Madison Square Garden was the star, though. I mean, that's what they were doing. It was Brock Lesnar appearing at Madison Square Garden, and Brock and the Garden itself were the big stars of the show. Everything else was a relatively pedestrian affair. I'm surprised that the Dudleys didn't win. I am not surprised that Cena won, although I was surprised at the bump that Rollins took off the top of the cage and kind of the stupidity of the ending of that match. And everything else, it was just kind of there. And nothing, I'm not going to complain about it. I mean, anything extra they want to give live on the network, I won't complain about that whatsoever. But it was relatively nondescript. Brock did what Brock was going to do, which was suplex the Big Show and toss him up for a couple of F5s. And he certainly did that. So if you just look at it as you're already paying $9.99 anyway, the show most certainly delivered. If you were hoping that this would be, forget about a pay-per-view, but like at the level of a Clash of the Champions when that was pretty good, it's not going to be that either. It's just going to be a special thing where it'll be Brock returning to something, or they'll have a special announcement on the night or something like that. That'll be probably the biggest thing that come from these shows.
I was entertained by the Brock Lesnar match. I was horrified. I was terrified. couldn't believe this 44-year-old gigantic man was taking all these suplexes, landing on his shoulder on every single one. He was nearly killed. Brock left. He came back. He killed him again. And Big Show did walk out of there.
Hey, look at that dude picking him up, though. I mean, I know Brock is a monster of a human being and everything, but it's just like, man, can you imagine a hamstring going or blowing a testicle or something like that on live TV on the network while you got the Big Show hoisting his big sweaty self up into the air? I mean, my God.
Yeah. Brock dropped him once, got him back. Actually, you know, the worst part, let me tell you something, as a wrestler. The worst part about that match was when Brock tried to F5 the guy and he dropped him. And in order to cover for it, Big Show had to take an extra German suplex, and then Brock tried again. That's like, man.
And Brock laughed.
All right, everybody. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And on Twitter here, Count Counterpoint says, "You've been told several times, Brian, that there are a bunch of matches unused and unaired from those week-long tapings. It's going to be hard to make a decent show out of it, but they'll be doing something." So they've got a show worth of unaired random matches. I stand corrected.
Well, here's the thing, too. Doesn't Explosion still technically air, and they actually have matches that they'll air on their on the website? If you think about it, all that stuff's in a can, and all that stuff is done in a way where it is not time-sensitive at all. They're as evergreen as you could have a Impact match from the summer of 2015. So there is stuff that can lead up to their ending with Destination America where at least it could serve as a buffer as far as what our original or what your original question is. About, you know, airing Bound for Glory so soon. You can put that off towards the end of your run if you so chose.
This must have been like a very last-minute deal with Destination America to agree to air through the end of the year and through February. Because if they'd known for any length of time, they would have scheduled tapings, right? Doesn't that make sense?
Well, yeah.
Okay, just checking.
I mean...
It just seems like such a disaster right now.
But well, I mean, I don't
I
know.
I mean, it is. It doesn't seem like it.
If they didn't get the extension, though, I mean, they wouldn't have to run anything. They don't have to run anything now, I guess. I don't know. It's just the whole thing is just a big mess anyway. And I don't know. They have till December on Destination America, correct? Till the end of the year?
Either December or February. It's conflicting stories.
Okay. So they may have till February, I guess. Again, I don't know. We could continue to talk about it. I don't know if anybody else out there cares or wants to talk about it. I guess they could chime in on it. But again, I just hope for the best for everybody on this show. Hope the main event is actually good. And that's pretty much all you can say about TNA. I mean, weather-wise, it's good for the God knows how many people will be there. I mean, I know the shows over the weekend in Salem and in Beckley drew horribly, which is no surprise whatsoever, I guess, in the, you know, the low hundreds, 200, maybe 300, 400 people at best. And God knows what they'll get tonight, but at least the weather held out for them somewhat there. And it could be the absolute end of an era after however many years it's been now, 2002 in weekly pay-per-views. This could be it as far as live action TNA. That's not Indian.
The two big takeaways from the Madison Square Garden show last night. Number one, as we talked about on Friday, John Cena is going to be taking some time off very soon. He's not going to be going on the European tour. He'll be on television through Hell in a Cell, and then he's taking time off for personal reasons, and he will likely not be back until December. John Cena did not lose the U.S. title last night in the cage match with Seth Rollins. So there's two possibilities. I think Ryan from Cumberland, of all people, asked about this on Friday's show. Possibility number one is that he's going to leave, and they know that he's only going to be gone for 6 weeks or so, and so the title will just be on ice. John Cena will leave with the belt. He'll come back and just start defending again. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that we have a few weeks left here, and there are John Cena open challenges taking place every night on Raw. And we may have somebody accept the John Cena open challenge and actually beat him for the U.S. title. This would be a great time to debut somebody from NXT. This would be a great time to try to give somebody a push. I know that Dean Ambrose is going to be doing more headlining with John Cena out of the picture. And so maybe Dean Ambrose is going to show up, accept the challenge, and win the title from the guy. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm hesitant to even suggest that, because for over a week now, we've been talking about The New Day and the Dudleys, which also took place at Madison Square Garden. And the impression that I was given, if not outright flat-out told, was that the Dudleys fighting for the titles at Madison Square Garden in one of the only two matches billed on the show on television, with an angle on Raw Monday where the Dudleys got beat, this was all leading to the Dudleys winning the tag team titles at Madison Square Garden, and they do the show last night, and Xavier Woods runs in, and it's a disqualification. The Dudleys do not win the titles. Maybe they'll win them on Raw tomorrow, maybe they'll win them at the pay-per-view, I don't know. But a lot of stuff is going on that is very strange, and I guess we'll see how it pans out. But I was very surprised they didn't win the titles last night.
The answer to everything is Damian Sandow. He comes back and takes the title from John Cena and sends him on his way.
Oh, yeah?
No, probably not.
I got a better one for you.
Go ahead.
Since you're mentioning names like that. You'll never guess who got a win in a dark match last night at Madison Square Garden.
Curtis Axel.
Your main man, Zack Ryder.
Really?
It could be Zack Ryder that wins the U.S. title.
Jack Swagger, a real American-American.
Or, I got a better one. What about Heath Slater? I remember Heath Slater attempting to accept the U.S. Open title challenge for about four straight weeks. He was beaten up every single week. He has yet to get his shot at the championship. Maybe Heath Slater could be the next U.S. champion with John Cena gone.
Tell you what, I think since he's going to be going out anyway, and it is fantasy land, and you don't have to worry about the fans turning against you for this, because either A, they'll be happy Cena's off TV, or B, you can explain to the kids that he's not really hurt. The best case scenario, because I know people love me talking about this, would be turning Roman Reigns heel and he kills John Cena and takes the U.S. title. But how about this instead? Since he's already got the Intercontinental title, why not have Kevin Owens murderize John Cena and have both titles sending him packing out the door? Cena has not looked weak against a lot of guys, most certainly has not looked weak against Seth Rollins. The only people he has ever looked weak against, at least in the near past or whatever you would say for that, Brock Lesnar and Kevin Owens. Why not have Kevin Owens be that guy?
I'll tell you why not.
Oh, and Rusev too, but obviously that went swept over quick.
I'll tell you why I'm skeptical of all of these, with maybe the exception of Roman Reigns. If you recall correctly, as everybody will, Kevin Owens wrestled John Cena several months ago, and in their very first match together, Kevin Owens pinned the guy clean in the middle of the ring. This immediately negatively affected WWE business. To the degree that they immediately booked a rematch, and they immediately gave John Cena his win back. So, number one, I don't see Kevin Owens beating him for the title for that reason. I do think that if you had the right babyface, and the right babyface beat John Cena, I think that you would be okay. So,
possibly
I don't think it's going to be
Quebecers?
Rusev. Who?
Possibly other Quebecers, then?
I thought that's what you said, Quebecer. Sami Zayn?
Wouldn't that make the most... That would fit
but
perfectly.
But I don't think he's ready to go.
So then who does that leave?
I don't know. Roman Reigns is a babyface. Dean Ambrose!
I guess so, but then how do you... So does Cena then upstage Ambrose in the way he upstaged Lesnar by getting up and going... You know what, guys? I think I'm going to take some time off for 6 weeks. Or do you just ignore it outright
for
6 weeks?
No, I got a better one. He does the open challenge. Dean Ambrose accepts. Dean Ambrose either beats him clean or somebody beats up John Cena, leading to Dean Ambrose getting a win. But the point of this is Dean Ambrose takes the title, and after the match, some dastardly heel destroys John Cena, sends him packing. And then when John Cena comes back, his first target will not be Dean Ambrose. He'll be going after the guy that beat him up, and then Dean Ambrose can just happily move on with the title and not be upstaged by John Cena.
Braun Strowman.
Oh, man, there you go. That's how you get the guy over. Braun Strowman putting John Cena out of action.
Sure.
Let's go to the phones. This guy's been waiting on the line forever. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Ryan, you've been waiting for 40 minutes.
Did you hear about the TNA pay-per-view that's taking place on October 30th? It has a pretty strange lineup.
Would this be a one-night-only show?
Yes.
Lots of TBAs versus X's?
Yeah, what's the lineup, Ryan?
Well, Kurt Angle's fighting Eric Young in the main event in a steel cage, but EC3's in the mid-card wrestling for the tag team titles with Tyrus.
That is odd. Well, these one-night-only shows, Ryan, are taped far, 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 far in advance, and they're evergreen shows, which means it doesn't matter who's got what, they just put some matches together to entertain people.
Well, if TNA's on, like, for a time, it might be stronger, you know, not as much time will get by before it airs.
What? Say that one more time.
Well, like, say, TNA is, like, on borrowed time, right? So they might want to try to get this out a lot quicker.
They can't. Ryan, the way that these one-night-only shows work is they have pay-per-view. They signed a contract to run pay-per-view. And so because they cut down to, what was it, first four pay-per-views a year, and then became like two pay-per-views a year, or whatever they've got now, zero pay-per-views next year, I don't even know, they have to fulfill those contractual obligations. And so they tape a whole bunch of these generic shows, which then end up in a pay-per-view time slot. So it's not about moving it forward, moving it back, having things make sense. All it's about is giving a tape to the pay-per-view companies so that they fulfill their contractual obligations. That's all it is.
There's only one show that's being advertised, so this might be a special show. Usually these are like books like 10 shows, you know.
I don't think I would consider this a special show. Ryan, we got to head to a break, but thanks for the call. Back in a moment, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline. 1-800-428-1570.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
1-800-684-5929. That's 1-800-684-5929.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today. 1-800-684-5929. 1-800-684-5929. That's 1-800-684-5929. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender. 1-800-684-5929. That's 1-800-684-5929.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Studio line, 425-488-0525. Skype line, F4W online. Text us at 425-780-7566. The Sports Byline, 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. All of these numbers available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. At L Bookseller here says, how much did WWE business suffer with the Owens win? I don't know exactly because they kind of kept it quiet, but my assumption is that his merchandise numbers fell a lot, and that's why they made that switch back.
Well, that's what the rumored criticism has been. That's been the big thing that hung over that. We've got to get John Cena his win back because this happened. And, you know, I think it should be up for debate over whether that was short-sighted or whether that was justified. I believe, and you will not find a bigger Cena supporter than I am in a lot of ways, but I thought that was very short-sighted to do that so quickly. Yeah, they may be a little bit jarring. It was jarring. That's what you wanted it to be. You know, it's so much Cena-centric. It's so much based around him where talked about this week with bringing back guys from 15 years and the fact that they're looming over WrestleMania. Nothing against those guys, but my God, you need to be jarring here. And him being gone for 6 weeks, hopefully, God, that forces him to do that. And hopefully when he gets back, they don't fall back into the same trap. It's a lot to ask for. It probably won't happen. But at least with him being gone, it gives the opportunity to do that again. So hope springs eternal.
Ultra Liger.
You gotta make hay when the sun is shining.
Hey, you know you do. Ultra Liger here says, if Cena is out for an extended period of time, it will negatively affect business regardless if Owen beats him. That's right. However, if you know that your business is going to take a hit, and John Cena is... He gave them advanced warning. I don't know if they forgot or what.
No, but look, Brian, I'll stop you right there because you know damn well when guys have been going and they've needed them to stay time and time again, they have asked, they have cajoled, they have spent money to give guys, you know, whatever they wanted because we need you here. And John Cena would be a guy seemingly that would take that one for the team if it meant something down the line or if it meant something, and he's not so badly injured. There's no report of that. It's not a personal thing where he's going to get married to Nikki or anything because they're on the European tour.
Well, it's a personal thing, but not that personal.
And I guess maybe he can't get out of it, but it's, you know, this isn't being, there's no report that this is heaven and earth, you know, being moved or something. And granted, we don't know exactly what it is, but there's been no, you know, even hint of that. So if it was that desperate where they needed him to stay because...
Wait, we're on two different pages here. We're on two different pages. My point is merely that if you know the guy is going to leave and that it is going to negatively affect business, what you want to do is anything you can to minimize the negative effect on business. So all I'm saying is, if you know the guy's going, and you know business is going to go down one way or the other, to me, find a babyface that you can put the title on, as opposed to a heel. If you know that when a heel beats John Cena, it hurts business, put a babyface against him to win the title. And so, yeah, you're still going to lose some business, but hopefully you won't go down as bad as if Braun Strowman beat him for the title.
It's fair enough on that. I just, you know, it's one of those things to me where if you're that concerned with him being gone, then he shouldn't be gone then unless you absolutely positively had to do that. So I don't know. I guess we'll have to see what happens going forward.
Josh in Nashville is on the byline. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I wanted to touch on a couple things probably that flew under the radar this weekend. First of which, last night on HBO, in front of a white-hot crowd, Victor Postol finishes Lucas Matisse in the 10th round in a big upset for the junior welterweight title. And on Showtime, a newly refocused, re-energized Adrian Broner drops down a weight class, finishes the Russian Khabib, can't pronounce his last name, finishes him in the 12th round, become a four-division champion. Mike, did you happen to see either of these fights or hear about the results at all?
No, I heard about the results, but I haven't seen them yet. I don't know how revitalized Adrian Broner is going to be. I'm not the biggest fan of him at all.
I'm really surprised at Matisse, and from how hearing how the fight went, when ultimately ending with him quitting on a stool, and apparently I guess some people were making some cracks. The HBO announced team was about as, you know, Kennedy assassination quiet, you know, in reporting it.
It was weird because he got knocked down, and it looked like he could have recovered, but it looked like he just threw in the towel, which was kind of strange. One other boxing thing, and I want to touch on NXT Nashville because I went to that. Deontay Wilder, I guess it was last week, 2 weeks ago, drew a pretty low rating up against college football in a slugfest against the big Frenchman, which I was a little disappointed in. I thought Wilder would draw a little bit better rating than that. I will touch real quick. I went to the NXT Nashville show here at the War Memorial Auditorium. I personally don't have the network. It was an interesting show. Apparently everyone else there does have the network because I wasn't tuned into the chants or,
why do you not have the network? Just out of curiosity.
You know, honestly, I don't know why. I guess I watch Ring of Honor comes on free TV here, and I just watch that every week, and that's pretty much
sure.
What, you know, I get my jollies off of that, and, you know, don't need much else.
Was this the show in Nashville where Eva Marie knocked out Carmella?
Yeah, I was going to touch on that. It was a real quick deal, man. She just gave her a kick. What I heard is that she got a stinger and maybe wasn't necessarily knocked out. She was helped out of the ring. You could tell they went to the finish lightning quick. She was down on her knees, gave her a kick to the head. They went straight for the cover, and that was it.
Eva Maeda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eva Marie, the best shooter in NXT. And as far as the main event, of course, was great. Tyler Breeze and Finn Balor. Finn Balor is just on another level. I had never seen him live, even back when he was Prince Devitt. I've never seen him wrestle live before. And he carries himself in a whole different way. He's just head and shoulders, man. The guy carries himself like a star. And I didn't really know anybody else on the card, but I knew him, and I'm glad I got to see him. That guy's got a heck of a future in front of him.
Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for the call, and I want to mention something about that Eva Marie Carmella spot. I got a report from the show, and it said that Eva Marie looked better than ever, and then she knocked out Carmella. I was like, wow. That sounds like she looked better than ever. Knocked the girl out. Good work. Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's John from Arkansas.
Yes, John.
Well, hearing Mike's pleas of let's do something different, I'm with him there. I do agree with his point on it. It's very Cena-centric up there, and they've got to do something else. Otherwise, they're not going to get anybody else over if they just concentrate solely on him. I know he's the face of the company, but you got to create something else for him to do to where he's not taking up the limelight that others need.
Yeah. Agreed.
I mean, that's my biggest thing. Every time he comes on screen, I groan because I'm just like, come on, it's too much of this guy already. Let's put some other fresh faces in here and try to give somebody else a chance to gain some headway.
Well, it's a little more complicated than that because they have 3 hours and we see fresh faces all the time. It's not even so much that we don't get to see any fresh faces. It's not like John Cena being on television or anybody. You can have anybody on television. Nobody is preventing anybody from seeing fresh faces. The idea is there anybody else that we can replace John Cena with? It's not as easy as, well, you know, if we take John Cena off television, we give all of his matches to Dean Ambrose. All of a sudden, Dean Ambrose is going to be drawing the same kind of money, the same kind of house show numbers, the same kind of merch. It's not that easy. Problem is, the big problem, John, is that they have no patience. I have been watching these Raws from 1996, and Stone Cold Steve Austin is obviously all over them. And Steve Austin did not become Stone Cold Steve Austin, money-drawing, merchandise-selling, big-money superstar overnight. It was years.
Yes,
and
it took time.
There is not one guy that they will push for more than 3 months before they decide, this ain't working, let's move him back down to the mid-card. That's the problem.
And I agree with that. I mean, that's one thing that, for as long as I've watched, I've noticed that, and I'm thinking to myself, why are you guys just not sticking with this? If you would stick with something longer than a three-week period, these kids might have a chance. Plus, if you didn't give them garbage every time out, they could swim upstream. But it just seems like it's not the focus. They pick their one guy that they're going to concentrate on, and he's the guy, and forget everybody else. You're just a bit player.
Well, John, I want to thank you very much for the call. Not sure I want them to be swimming upstream. Isn't that spawning?
That would be, yes.
Isn't that what salmon do when they die? I'd like them to swim downstream. But
the bears
yes.
will stand there and pluck them out of
the
swimming
upstream. Yeah, the bear called
and
Vince McMahon as they're swimming upstream. He's sitting there to pluck them out of the water and eat them.
Rips their heads off, yes.
All right, to the Skype line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian, this is John from Memphis, man.
What's up, John? Calling on the wrong line?
Oh, what you mean?
You're okay, buddy. What's going on?
Well, man, I just want to know, why is New Japan not using Mono Rinaldi or Jim Ross for the shows they use?
Mono Rinello.
Yeah, Mono Rinaldo. Don't make fun of him. Hey, did you hear him making fun of you, John? Mike's making fun of you.
Well, you know what? You know what, Mike?
What's up?
I see a picture of you, Mike. I should make fun of your face of yours, Mike.
Wow. All right, let's get to the subject at hand. Why is New Japan not using Mauro Ranallo and Jim Ross? I don't know.
I could tell you why.
You can?
I could tell you why in one case. Let me tell you, when it comes to the case of Mauro Ranallo, I don't care what New Japan is throwing out there at him. You think he's going to pass up, or do you think that Showtime is going to let him out of a deal so he can, you know, do a show at 4 o'clock in the morning? And he may technically be able to do that, but I don't know if it's something that he's going to want to do after covering a boxing show or whatever it is that he would be doing for Showtime or anybody else whose contracts come first. Now, when it comes to Jim Ross, I don't know why they wouldn't, because to be honest, I think a team of Jim Ross and Kevin Kelly would have been great. No offense to Matt Stryker, but I would have much preferred a Kelly-Ross team if it was at least possible. And it's disappointing to hear Dave say that they didn't even reach out hands to Jim Ross for.
Hey, listen, I got an idea for everybody. Okay? You ready
Mike
for this,
Mike? Mike Sempervivi and Adam Summers.
Sure, that'd be good too, but here's my idea. I know that Jim Ross, when he did the Tokyo Dome, one of his requirements was he wanted to go to Japan to do the show. He didn't want to do it from a studio. And I know that Kevin Kelly and Matt Stryker are going to Japan to do this show. Now, whatever they're getting paid, on top of their payment, New Japan has to pay them to buy their flight to Japan, has to put them up in their hotel, transportation, meals, all of that. How about if you set up a remote, like the one that Mike has got right now, that sounds pretty damn good if you ask me, have them do it from the United States, and throw extra money at them that you're not paying them for the hotel and everything, and then maybe you could afford Jim Ross and Mauro Ranallo. Although I'm sure there is more to it than that. And I have nothing against Kevin Kelly. Matt Stryker, it's another matter entirely. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here for the final segment of today's show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Tomorrow, we shall return at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. We'll be talking the Bound for Glory show, which airs immediately after the show goes off the air, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, on pay-per-view, so make sure you check that show out.
Man, I hope we have some time that we can talk about Sage Manzant.
Hey, Sage Manzant. I was funny because on the show last night, Dave couldn't believe. He said, my God, if Vince McMahon sees this guy, he's going to be so mad that they didn't grab him. And all I could think was, he's 155 pounds. He could be a huge, huge star for UFC. I'm not sure he'd be such a big star for WWE because of his size. He's very, very small. Tall. I think he's 6 feet tall. And I suppose if he's not cutting weight, he'd be about 170, but still seems kind of small for WWE, but yes, Paige Manzant, we'll talk about him tomorrow. And also more on UFC 189. If you want the full UFC 189 recap, it is up right now at WrestlingObserver.com. I got three more shows coming up tonight. A Brian and Vinny show for subscribers talking Bound for Glory. We'll do a Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer later tonight talking TNA. We'll talk the WWE Madison Square Garden show, which Dave watched this morning, didn't review last night. And, of course, After Dark Radio tonight at 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern, on the Dark Matter Digital Network, which you can check out at TuneIn Radio. You can go to TuneIn if you listen to Sports Byline through TuneIn. Get your TuneIn Radio app and search Dark Matter Radio Network. You can listen to the show live and free tonight. And, of course, we got links up at WrestlingObserver.com. Nick Pope talking UFOs. It's going to be awesome tonight, so check that out. Mike and I back tomorrow, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.